Psycho Man.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to episode 431 of the Motorcycle Men podcast. And I have another interview for you for your listening pleasure. This one we'll put under the title of Destinations. Yes, right. Joining me today in the V-Twin Cafe is Hank Just of the Audrey's Motel. And he's here to tell us all about Audrey's. But first, before I get into that, the Motorcycle Men podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets. Now, they're offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, visit ScorpionUSA.com and get yourself a good helmet today. That's what I use. That's what I've been riding with for years, and I love them. And Wild Ass Seats. You can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and get your cushion from the real Craig Johnson today, and make sure you tell him that the Motorcycle Men podcast sent you over. And as always, for Tobacco Motorwear, that's right, for the best in casual riding gear for men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that is Tobacco Motorwear. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com, and our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Now, you can also get the California Ride shirt, Roper gloves, and riding jeans on the Motorcycle Men website now, and you'll even get that discount. So everyone here at the podcast is wearing tobacco riding jeans and the California riding shirt. I'm using the Roper gloves, and I'm also using that Wasteland vest, and it's just great stuff. So I wear this stuff on every ride. I won't ride without them. Your safety is worth it, so get over to Tobacco Motorwear and get in Dave's pants. Time now for that destination to Audrey's Motel and a chat with Hank Just. Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the podcast. Joining me today from the lovely city of Mound City, Missouri, we have Mr. Hank Just from Audrey's Motel. Hank, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to be here.
How you doing, sir? Everything good?
Everything's wonderful.
Awesome.
As long as you're up in the morning and you can see the green grass,
yeah,
and not the rich side, it's a good day.
It is. Exactly. How's the weather out there?
Actually, we had a little bit of rain this morning. We're not going to get any more rain until tonight.
You know, it's funny.
And it dried up enough so that it's not a problem to ride.
Yeah. The first time I came to your hotel, it was pouring like hell. And the next morning, you and I sat there at the table in the lobby and just talked for a good 2 hours while the rain was coming down.
Anyway. Well, it's easier to do if you have a biker to talk to.
Yeah, of course it is. Absolutely.
You know, because you've got things in common.
Exactly.
You know,
and your facility is set up for that chit chat.
Yeah, it is. And when the bar is finished downstairs, we're going to have a free beer bar.
Oh boy, there we go.
I've got a 28-inch wide fireplace in. I've got all the walls all framed in. Oh. I've got all the rough wiring done. I've got all the rough plumbing done. Now it's a matter of drywall and building the actual bar.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into all your amenities in a moment. But first, for people who don't know who you are, why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
Hank Just. I own and operate Western Hospitality Incorporated, which owns Audrey's Motel in Mound City, Missouri. We're in the northwest corner, right up between Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas.
Wow. Okay. That's Interstate 29 that you're on?
Interstate 29, exactly.
Interstate 29, right.
And we're at exit 84.
Okay, there you go. Can you tell us, can you share us a little bit history of the hotel, when and how it was established?
Audrey built this place in 1978.
Oh, okay.
I came here about 6 months after it was built. I was a long-haul trucker at that time. I had been out of the service for... I came out of the service in 1970. And then, I did my drinking and partying for about a year. And then then I got down to business and went to work. But I was an owner-operator, long-haul trucker. And one of my accounts was here outside of Mound City. And I came here, and they didn't have a hotel last time I had come through town. And it was snowing like hell. I mean, it was a blizzard.
Right.
And I says to the guy on the dock, I says, is there a hotel anywhere around here, especially on the way over to Kansas? Because I'm going to go over to Kansas tomorrow or after weekend, because it was a Friday. So he says, there's a brand new hotel they built over in Mound City. I said, they have truck parking. He says, I have no idea. He says, I just read an article in the paper that they had built this new hotel. So I said, well, check it out. I got to go that way anyway. Well, I came by. It had truck parking. There was a bar right close by.
Right, yeah.
You know, and they served food. So I had food, booze, and a room. I didn't need anything else for the weekend.
Right.
So I stayed here, and I liked Audrey. Audrey was a heck of a nice guy. And when he was ready to retire, I was ready to get out of the real estate business because I had gone into real estate after 23 years trucking.
Right.
I did 20 years as a real estate developer. And I was also buying and selling real estate that was foreclosed and stuff.
Okay.
But then after that, when I thought that the real estate bubble was going to burst, which it did, and luckily I got out before it did, I decided I was going to go into another business, something that would keep going, you know, even through a recession or whatever.
Right.
And every recession that we've ever had historically is always larger than the increase that we had just before in the monetary section. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I had come here when I was running a trucking company. I had an accountant near here. There was a blizzard, and I needed someplace to stay for a weekend. I wasn't going to try to fight a blizzard. So I talked to a guy on the dock, and he said that they had a new hotel here. I came here. I met Audrey. I spent the weekend. The bar was good. Prices were right. And the place was clean, and it was taken care of, and it was new. So, you know, it was nice. I stayed here for a number of years, and then I lost that account in Maryville and started running different areas. Then I got out of that, and I got into real estate. Real estate, I was an appraiser, and I was also a sales, salesman.
Sure. Well, so what made you buy Audrey's?
Audrey's I bought because the real estate bubble was looking like it was going to bust.
Okay.
And I said, man, the way things look, the last 10 people I sold houses to, they should have never in a million years been able to qualify for that loan.
Right.
the house was just too much money for what they could afford. And I saw this happening like I said, about 9-10 times. And then I started listening to different people that are in the financial business. And quite a few of them were saying, you know, there's going to be a real estate bubble burst. Watch and see. So what I did was I dumped all my lots and I dumped the houses that I owned. And I took the money and I was already looking for a hotel. When I was a kid, my folks had a hotel.
Oh, so you already had some experience then.
Right, so I had some experience. My mom and my dad and uncles owned a construction company, which I worked for Krebs from the time I was about 7-8 years old. I had work that I had to do with them. But it did work out well for the hotel business because I do every bit of maintenance on this place. Whether it's carpeting or tile or formica or plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, heat. I do every single thing. Well, I need a new roof.
Hands on, that's good.
Yeah, I take care of everything. That's what keeps my rate low enough so I can keep everybody happy.
Right. So now, how did you find out that Aldridge was for sale? Was the thing you just got a phone call and said, let me buy this hotel?
Well, that's what I did, but it was listed on Loop.
Okay.
On the business, for sale site. It's an app.
Okay.
But they have really, really a large selection. I looked for about 5 months, and then I turned it on. I came back from Missouri for an auction. I didn't get the hotel, and actually it turned out I'm glad I didn't. But then I found this when I got home the next day. So I called up. I knew the hotel. I used to stay here.
Right.
So I went ahead and I called him and I talked to the owner and he said, yeah, it's still for sale. I said, I'll be there day after tomorrow. I call the airport, the airline, got my tickets. Next day I got on the plane. I got up there. It was different. The current owner, he didn't take care of the place where he had the way it should have been.
Yeah.
But I got it for the right price.
Yeah.
And I know how to do everything. So I did everything. I replaced the roof. I replaced the carpeting. I repainted everything. I put all granite sink tops in with, porcelain bowls.
Right.
I put all new scald guard shower controls in, new toilets, new flooring, new ceramic tile, new roof coat, new ceiling coatings. I put a new roof on the place.
Wow. Okay.
I built,
so you did the whole thing.
I built a 40 by 48 storage building.
Wow.
For my toys. For my bikes, for my side by sides, and my other shit that I got in there, I got it loaded with all my toys. But it's been an interesting life. I'm 75 years old and I'm still working.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell us about the name of the hotel? Who is Audrey, and why did you keep the name?
Audrey was the builder of this place. Audrey was the biggest booster of Mound City that ever lived. I mean, the guy, he raved about Mound City no matter where he was.
Right.
No matter what town he was in, he would rave about it. And he was a super nice guy. And even when I bought the place, he remembered me, even though it was quite a few years. And he was getting older. But he remembered me. And then he stopped in for coffee. And we'd bullshit in the morning when I was usually networking with my guests.
Right. Of course.
I usually sit around and have coffee. If you've got a bunch of bikers in, I'm usually in one of the rocking chairs up front under the canopy.
Yeah.
And that way we're all close together and we can all lie about our bikes at the same time. But it's really interesting. I love having my motorcyclists in.
Yeah, but did you ever think of changing the name of the hotel when you first bought it?
I did, but Audrey was such a nice guy, and he built the place, and
right.
It was under his name for all those years. And I said, you know, it would almost be disgraceful to take his name off, but he put so much effort into it, and he built it, and he maintained it all the years that he had it immaculately.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to almost disgrace him by saying, well, you're not good enough to be, you know, the name of the hotel anymore.
Oh,
so I left it it was.
Yeah, respect, right?
Well, yeah, you know, everyone deserves respect.
Right.
No matter who they are. There's some people that don't even deserve respect that you still give them respect.
Yeah.
You can't get anywhere if you don't show respect for the people that you're talking to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally believe that. Now, you're a rider yourself. So.
Oh, yeah. I've been riding for 60 years. I've been riding Harleys.
Wow. So now what did you, as your own experience as a motorcyclist and, of course, as, you know, you've been around the hotel business for years, what made you decide that your hotel was going to be, you were going to cater to motorcyclists? Basically, you do.
Basically, I do. It's mainly because we're on a main route.
Yeah.
To Sturgis.
Yeah.
And then we also have a lot of riders. We've got back roads all around here that are really in good shape. And you can ride around all day long and never hit the same place twice.
Yeah, nice.
And then get back over here. And you can go by Big Lake. You can go through Lewis Bluffs or Nature Preserve. You've got that here. And then just the roads going to all the little different towns all around here.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty nice twisty-turny roads. Broke up with some straight sections.
Yeah.
And it makes it a little more fun to ride.
Now, is it like word of mouth that's getting out and telling people that you're motorcycle friendly?
Mainly that's what we do, word of mouth and Facebook.
Yeah.
We posted quite a bit on Facebook.
Okay. How many hotel rooms?
I didn't start doing Facebook though until it was 2014 or 2015.
Yeah, so it's been about 11 years or so that you've been on there. Well, that's good. That's good. How many rooms do you got there?
There's 30 rooms and 6 suites.
And suites.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I've got 6 suites.
We're
working on a new one now, the Harley Davidson suite.
Oh, dude, please tell us about those suites.
Well, we've got one that is the John Deere suite.
Oh, I guess that's cool.
This is farm country, and Audrey, the original builder, he owned the John Deere dealership here in town.
Okay.
So he had a John Deere suite because when he had out-of-towners that would buy a $200,000 combine and they were coming from North Dakota or whatever to right. come pick it up, he would give them that room complimentary
oh.
because they bought that tractor.
Oh, okay.
But they were also spending $200,000
yeah,
or
course.
Up.
Yeah, of course.
So, but the room is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And it's, the walls are even carpeted.
So you're talking about some soundproofing, right? Wow.
Talk about soundproofing. You don't hear nothing. I mean, zero. If I had a nuclear bomb hit the back 5 acres of my property, I wouldn't be able to hear it in that room.
where are the suites? Now, you're, is that, it's not a, I get the impression that's not, it's a two-story building.
It is.
It is. Okay, so the main, where the main entrance is like up by the road, but then there's rooms down and back. Is that correct?
It's all one building.
Right.
It's two floors in the back. It's one floor in the front because we're built into a hill.
Okay, I get you. I get you. All right. And so all those, are the suites downstairs?
What's that?
Where are the suites at?
The suites are on both floors.
Oh, they're on both floors. Oh, okay.
I've got four suites on the main floor. And I've got two suites on the lower level.
All right. How do the suites differ from the regular rooms?
The suites, except for the Harley Davidson suite, I changed that, all have double granite sinks with porcelain sinks in them, you know, the countertops.
Sure.
The doubles. The Harley Davidson suite has a coffee maker and a refrigerator and a microwave. All the suites have a refrigerator and a microwave. The regular rooms all have refrigerators, and there's microwaves in the vending area and the lobby.
Okay.
Let me see. What else can I tell you? Well, if you looked at Facebook or my website, you'll see my lobby is pretty much done in early American Harley. My wife from the very beginning said, "What the hell are you doing with all your tins and everything up here?" I said, "Well, it's my hotel, and I work the counter. So if I'm working a counter, this is my lobby. I will have what I want in it.
There you
so
go.
So take your doilies and put them back in storage because you ain't putting no doilies out here."
There you go. what kind of accommodations do you have there that are specifically set aside for the motorcyclist?
Actually, if we have a group coming in, we get the whole group set up with waste baskets full of clean rags.
Oh,
so that they can wipe their bikes off.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
You know, and all that. Check the oil. Check your, you know, whatever they have to do with the rag. And you don't have to worry about the rag. They're all washed and they're clean. And when you use it, just throw it away.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Because we've got tons of rags. Yeah. We make rags out of everything that can be used as a rag. Nah. Usually it's all towels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, of course. Of course. It's better than having them use towels out of the rooms, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to use the rules of the towel. I don't like that.
No. Do you have any?
And that's what we do. We also use other things like glue traps hidden in places and stuff
right.
like that.
Keep in place
but clean. You want it clean. You want it sanitary. You want it quiet. You want it safe.
Of course.
Like for my safety, for my bikes and stuff, I usually park them all under the canopy.
Okay.
That way there, if it rains, they don't get wet.
Right.
And number two, I got one camera focused only on that area.
Okay.
If anybody walks in there at 3 o'clock in the morning and my alarm for the motion detector on that screen goes off and the screen turns into that screen only, the whole picture screen, not the 16 small ones, it automatically goes to the big one. If I don't recognize you, you won't be able to ever recall leaving here.
Well, that's good, because that you have the secure parking for motorcyclists who come in, or anybody who comes
Nobody gets on my property unless I know before they get there, because my alarm goes off when they're on the road,
yeah,
turning into my driveway.
Wow.
Okay, so I already know they're coming in when they're on the main road.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you move anywhere, I've got 16 cameras here.
Yeah.
There ain't no place you can go on my property where I can't see you.
Wow, that's good. That's good. So, you know, great, nice and secure. So for those folks who are traveling around and on their motorcycle and need some place to
stay. If they're worried about their motorcycle, I can guarantee them they never have to worry about here.
Yeah.
There may be in the middle of the night, if you hear some loud bang noises, like two or three of them, don't pay any attention. Just go back to bed.
Hey, what's the busiest time of year for you?
Summertime.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, is there a
spring, summer, and fall?
Really?
Fall, we get a lot of guys that come up for rides with their wives and girlfriends, and they come up to look at the colors in the trees all around here.
Oh, really? Okay. Now,
we're in Mound City, so there's mounds here.
Okay. Was that why they call it Mound City?
Right. They named after prehistoric mounds.
Is there a lot to do in Mound City?
We've got the Toad Holler restaurant up at the golf course.
Okay.
Which, don't let the golf course scare you. Their prices are not bad.
Okay.
Then you've got Quacker's Steakhouse. Then they do liquor and, you know, they're a bar and a restaurant. Both of them are. Then you've got Senor Barrigas. It's a Mexican restaurant. They do Guadalajara style. Mm-hmm. And they're also a bar and a restaurant. Those are probably the three best places to go.
Okay.
But then you also have, like, Casey's here.
In town, yeah.
They just built it. We got a brand new one. They finished it about a year ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they just built the brand new Casey's two buildings over from me.
Right.
We've got more than enough places. You can go there. You can even go to Terry's if you're going for lunch. She does lunches only.
Okay. So there's places to eat.
There's places to eat and have a drink. And if you're going to drink beer, well, we have that.
No, we do.
And my prices are better than anybody else anywhere.
Well, I have a story about that. Wasn't there a restaurant or something like that at Audrey's at one time?
No.
No.
Oh,
because I thought there was. I thought there was like, or you were going to put something in like that?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I thought there was for some reason.
I took an area that used to be part of my living area.
Okay.
And I took that entire area, tore out some walls, and put in some bathrooms and all of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's under construction, but I'm getting close to being finished.
Okay. I have to imagine a large portion of your guests that come to your hotel are en route to Sturgis or coming home from Sturgis.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Starting about a week before Sturgis.
Really?
I start getting quite a few people a week before they come up, and those people usually come back about the second or third day of Sturgis after it starts.
Wow, okay. So yeah.
I've got all the guys that come for the opening day.
Okay.
Now that night we're totally filled out usually. By the time 9 o'clock rolls around, there's nothing left. But that's that group. But we get quite a few people for Sturgis.
Now, I guess you're expecting a bigger crowd this year because it is the 85th.
Well, I'm hoping, because last year was a little disappointing.
Really?
Yeah. I think their crowds weren't that large last year.
I was there last year. I didn't think it wasn't as crowded as the year before.
Right.
The first year I drove, when I first, exactly. I first stayed at your place. It was at 2023. I thought it was pretty busy. 2024 wasn't
right.
too bad, but it wasn't as good as the year before. But
no.
This funny thing is, let me tell everybody a little story. When I the first time I stayed at Audrey's with you, Hank, it was 2023. I was just arriving. It was late in the day. It just had stopped raining. In fact, it might have been raining when I arrived. And I remember pulling up under your awning, and I parked right in front of your door. And I got off the bike. I just put the kickstand down, got off the bike, and maybe a minute or two later, you came out with a beer in your hand and was going to hand it to me.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, he just got off a bike. He got to have a beer.
Well, you know, and the thing is, I apologize for refusing because I was like, I don't drink beer.
I remember that.
I appreciate the offer. You probably thought I was a wacko. I was like, what is it? Who rides a bike this
way? Well, you're one of only, I think, three people that have refused a beer here since I've been here.
Oh, well, I guess I should be glad to be part of a small group. But I don't know. But
well, you're in a very small and select group.
I guess so. But I really super appreciated that, and you were very kind. And you said, "No, just leave the bike right where it is." And you were like, "Okay." And
well, if it's raining, I don't want anybody to get on a wet seat in the morning.
Of course not, you know. And
After you
checked me in and I got all my stuff off the bike, I unpacked the bike, about four or five other guys came in right after me. And apparently these people had stayed with you before. But
oh, yeah.
I did notice that your lobby and behind your counter, it was very motorcycle oriented.
Well, yeah. My wife calls it my man lobby.
The man, rather than the man cave, it's the man lobby. But
yeah, it's her official name for it, Hank's man lobby. So no. Everything in there you got is all pinup girls and motorcycle stuff.
Yeah,
that's all you got in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Says I wanted to put the doilies out, and I says I don't want no goddamn doilies.
Oh my god! So as far as goes for you're basically running a motorcycle friendly motel. What has been the right. most rewarding aspect of that?
The people.
Yeah.
The people.
Yeah, I mean, you must meet a lot of different people from everywhere.
You meet a lot of different people. You meet people from every occupation you can think of. Mm-hmm. and you get to interact with most of them. Because, like I said, we usually, when we have a crowd, we usually end up out front under the canopy in the rocking chairs drinking beer and lying about our bikes. So, you know, it's kind of what is going to happen normally. I mean, if you have a couple of guys just coming together, they may come out for a beer, they may not, you don't know. But the large groups, I know, like in July, I got 28 bikes coming in. They're coming in for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick up, I got to pick up my beer, I got to pick up a couple of kegs. I'm going to pick up a bunch of hamburger and hot dogs and stuff, and they're here for the weekend, so... Yeah. We have a cookout, and we have free beer and free food, and we hang out and we lie about our bikes.
that sounds like a lot of fun. I do know that when it's funny because like I had said earlier, the following day in 2023, when I was getting ready to leave, the guys that came in after me the night before, they got up and they were going to leave her, and it was pouring rain. It was downpouring, and you had told me this. I don't know why you guys are leaving. Just wait a couple hours, and the rain will stop, and you can go out and it's dry. But they went and left anyway. And now I come out, and I saw it rain, and I was like, I loaded the bike up, and then you said to me, "He's like, why don't you just wait till it stops raining?" I'm like, and I looked to check the weather, saying, "Yeah, it's gonna stop raining by 10 or so." So you and I just sat there in the lobby. I drank tea, and we just talked for almost 2 hours. It was a great, wonderful time. I left. The sun was shining. I wasn't wet, you know. And what's great about your hotel is, like, there's a gas station right down the street and convenience store. There's also the bar, like you mentioned.
Yep.
And if you want fast food, there's a McDonald's and there's a Subway. So, and you're close to the freeway. You're on the east side of the highway, so getting off is not a big deal. You're right there. Your hotel is very clean. And free Wi-Fi, which was awesome. The internet was perfect. It was great. Great night's sleep. That's all I can tell you that. It was nice and quiet in there, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, the glass in the windows is all double quarter-inch argon-filled sound-resistant glass.
No way. You know, I do remember that I could not hear the highway from my room.
You can't hear the highway.
It's right there.
You can see it.
You can see it
out the window, but you can't hear it.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought it was
When Audrey built this place, he built it out of concrete and steel.
Yes.
But the concrete block that he used for all the interior walls and stuff, after they got it all done, he filled all of the lintels, the holes that go through the concrete block. He filled them with foam from the basement all the way to the attic.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
Wow. That makes for a quiet...
That's why you can't hear anything.
Right. That makes for a quiet space.
And in the John Deere room, you don't hear nothing. I mean, you close the door in there, you swear you're in a coffin, and you're already buried.
are all of your suites, are they themed? Like, is there in the John Deere room? Is there John Deere stuff everywhere?
Right.
Okay.
That's a themed room.
Okay. So
the Harley room is going to be themed.
All Harley stuff, right? Okay.
Right. All Harley.
Your other suites going to be themed as well?
I may do another one or two. I don't know. It's hard to get a lot of the stuff that you need to put in the rooms.
Really?
You know, to make... Well, yeah, because you want to decorate with things.
I would think that you don't want
a picture of an 85-year-old woman in a wheelchair.
No.
No, of course not. You know, but not in the Harley room, you don't.
No, well, sir, well, you know, you can do it. But I'm sure if you contacted any motorcycle manufacturer and said, hey, look, I'd like to do, I don't know, I want to do an Indian-themed motorcycle room. Can you send me some stuff? You know, I'm sure they would accommodate you, you know. I don't know.
Think so?
Yeah, maybe.
I've never tried it. I've always bought my stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure they could do something. You know, I'm sure anybody who would want a room themed after their product might help you out.
You know, I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah, why not?
So I ain't got nothing to lose. So all they can do is say no.
Right? They could just say no. Right?
Right.
Big deal.
Right.
All right. So how can people? Now, wait a minute. I want to ask you one more thing. Do you have like a continental breakfast kind of a thing going on there?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. We used to do a hot breakfast until the pandemic. But then after pandemic, nobody wants to work anymore.
What?
And, yeah, you can't fill a job here to save your life.
Well, I'm sure if you probably... So would you need like a cook and some servers or something like that?
Well, like, for me, I didn't lose anybody during the pandemic.
Right.
Only because I paid everybody, even though they didn't come to work.
Okay. Well, that's very kind of you.
Well, they still got to work. I mean, they still got to live.
Of course.
And, you know, I can afford it. I'm 75 years old. If I can't afford to keep paying my people as long as I have to, I screwed up in my life.
Yeah, I totally get it, yeah. But that's good that you did that.
I took care of them, but when the pandemic was over, I was the only hotel and the only place anywhere around here that didn't need help.
Really? Okay.
Every single one of my girls came back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, paid them every week, and they, like Boots, she's our head housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Boy, I'm glad he came through with that money." She says, "I really appreciated it."
Mm-hmm.
But she says, "You know, I wasn't going nowhere."
Yeah.
She says, "I wouldn't work for anybody else in the world."
Well, that's good.
So I says, "Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much." But I says, "That doesn't mean that I'm not going to take care of my people."
Right. That's good.
And you're my people.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Your business can only run as well as the people who are working it.
Exactly. Absolutely right.
If you take care of your people, they will take care of you.
Of course. That's the way it should be.
Yep.
I
have no problem with employees ever.
Wow, good.
I pay them well. Mm. I pay them about $3.50 to $4 an hour over the minimum wage, which just got raised to $15, so I'm paying $20.
Okay.
19 anyway.
Wow.
But, you know, for a housekeeper, that's pretty damn good money.
Yeah. All right.
And it's way more than the other two hotels pay around here. Holy cripes.
Are there other hotels in the area?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that there were, really, honestly.
Yeah, they're, you know, one is a hotel hooked to a truck stop.
Oh, okay.
And the other one, well, I ain't going to say their name, but they have a cleanliness problem.
Is it one of those corporate hotels?
Yeah, it is. And, God, I walked in there one day just to check it out. And, man, I couldn't stand the smell in that place.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
It smelled like somebody was boiling old jock straps. God, I couldn't believe it. I said, what the hell is that? I walked out the door, got on my bike, and took the fuck off. I was out of there.
What kind of bike you got?
What do you mean, what kind of bike I got? There's only one bike.
I know there's only one, but what? Which one?
Oh, which one of the models? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got an Ultra.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go. Wow. Do you ride it often?
I was riding a lot more, but 6 years ago, I had heart surgery, and then 2 years later, I had heart surgery again.
Wow. Is that a hobby or something?
Yeah, it started to get that way, because then I went for a third operation, and then I went for a pacemaker.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Well, your feet still hit the floor in the morning, so that's
good.
With all of the
operations, and I had both of my rotator cuffs had to be done.
Okay.
So all that stuff done, I only had in between my rehabilitation, going to that and getting ready, and then waiting till the guy said, you can get on your bike and you won't hurt yourself.
Right.
I lost a lot of time.
Well, I bet.
I bought the bike 2 months before my operation. But my operation, that was in January, and I was having the operation in March.
Wow.
So I rode it. Even though it was winter time, the roads were clean, and we didn't have a bad winter. It was cold, but it wasn't snowing a lot or anything.
Right.
So I rode the bike, and I got a couple thousand miles on it, and I changed the oil again, because I did it as soon as I came home, too.
Sure.
What I usually do is I drive it 53 miles from the Harley dealer, and then I change the oil. Because it's brand new. And then I run my AMSOIL only unit.
Right.
That's all I run is AMSOIL. Right. I've been an AMSOIL dealer since the 70s. And that's all I run. And I've never had an engine go bad on me.
Hmm.
I've never had any major problems. I love that their product.
No. See, I used AMSOIL in 2023. I had AMSOIL put in a bike. And good stuff, really good stuff. But
it is.
Damn, that's awesome.
And they were the originator of that oil.
Oh, really?
Right. They were the first ones with synthetic oil.
Yeah. Wow.
They've got a reputation for giving good product, and they do.
Yeah, I like those guys. I've had them on the show before. So listen, how can people learn more about Audrey's Motel?
How can give me a call?
Just give Hank a call. Call ahead.
Yeah, give me a call.
Ask
him
what
you
want. And you got your website, which is audreysmotel.com.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And you're right there. What exit is that? Exit 84, you said, on I-20?
Yeah, exit 84 off of I-29.
Yep, it's right, and you're right there on State Street. It's right. You can't miss it.
Yep.
It's right there. You can. Hey, any final words to anybody who might be traveling to Sturgis this year and they need a place to stay? Where should they go?
God, I'm trying to think. Probably. You know, I heard of this place, Audrey's Motel. And from what I understand, the guy is mainly retentive about cleanliness, security, and just about anything else you can think of that would be bad. You can get thrown out if you keep people up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine you would. Now, the interesting thing, what I found was interesting, when I stayed there, you don't necessarily take reservations, do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do? You just, just call Hank up and tell him you're going to be there, and he'll write your name down, right?
Yeah, you get assigned a room right then, and that's your room for that night.
Yeah, that's it. So
already got my Sturgis rooms are already halfway full.
Oh, really? Already?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get I have a lot of people that stay here every single year and have been doing it for the last 19 to 20 years.
Wow, see? Very loyal following.
Well, I had one guy tell me, he says, if I found out that you weren't open, I ain't going.
Well, okay. That's a testament right there. There you go.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I said, you wouldn't go? He's no, I ain't going. Screw that. There ain't a clean hotel anywhere near there.
You know,
and I'm not going to run. And I'm not going to run all night.
You know, I got to tell you, the first time I rode, first time I went to Sturgis, which is also the first time I rode to Sturgis, I stayed in hotels on the way there from North Carolina and hotels on the way back, and by far, and this is the honest God, I'm not just saying this because you're on, but your hotel was the cleanest one of all of them. And I stayed in many corporate hotels.
Definitely. Well, I used to do the same thing. That was one of the reasons that I wanted to get a place for bikers.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on a bike all day long, if you're not a rider and you don't realize, when you're on that interstate, you have no roof over you. You're baked by the sun all day long.
Yes, you are.
When you get off that bike, you want to be able to relax, have a cold beer, have a nice cool room or heated room if it's cold. Those are things that you deserve.
Of course, yes.
Those aren't optional things. Those are things that they should make it like a regulation that you take care of those things.
Of course.
You didn't have to worry about that 25, 30 years ago. But now you do, because you've got a different group of buyers that are buying hotels now.
Right.
And they're not doing the job that they should be doing.
So there you go. If you want a clean hotel, boys and girls, you got to stay at Audrey's. That's the place.
And security. You aren't going to beat my security.
Right.
You aren't going to beat the comfort of the beds.
Right.
I went to the plant, and I actually watched them build their different models of mattresses.
Wow.
And I spent the day there. I watched every single mattress made, what it was made out of, and what it did, why they used that instead of something else. And then I picked the best mattress they made.
Oh, wow. See?
Mattress and box spring. And I'll tell you, when I did that, I never got a complaint about a bed ever again. It's always, that was the most comfortable bed I ever slept on.
I can vouch for that. I can definitely vouch for that. Well, listen, Hank, I want to thank you very much for being on the podcast. You've been a wonderful guest. And anybody, if you're out there traveling, headed to Sturgis this year, going through Missouri, make sure you stop and stay with Hank. Wonderful place. So, Hank, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you when we're done. But thank you very much for being on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. I enjoyed it.
The Motorcycle Men podcast is supporting Dave's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. If you would like to help and be a part of something that makes a difference, donate today to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. Links will also be in the show notes. And the Gold Star Ride Foundation. Now we're helping families of fallen soldiers and making a difference in the lives of those left behind. If you'd like to be a part of a great cause and get some heartfelt miles in, go to goldstarride.org and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. Hey, thank you for joining me and Hank of Audrey's Motel here in the V-Twin Cafe, where he told us all about Audrey's. You can learn more about Audrey's Motel by getting over to www.audreysmotel.com. Links will be in the show notes and, of course, on the Motorcycle Men website at motomenpc.com.
Hey, don't forget to get on over to the Ride with Ted YouTube channel. Watch some of the many videos I have there. And if you'd also please like and subscribe, that would be a tremendous help to the channel and, of course, to the podcast. I know I haven't posted a new video in quite some time. I've been extremely busy here at Camp Ted, just crazy busy. And once that goes away, well, we'll get some new videos out soon. Good news. Also, you can now get my book, The Road Most Traveled, A Motorcycle Ride Along the East Coast of America. You can now get that from the Motorcycle Man website. And that's right, kids. You'll be buying it direct from me. $10 plus shipping and handling. You just have to ask that you wait 4 to 6 weeks for delivery, but it likely arrives sooner than that. But just go to the Motorcycle Man website and at motormanpc.com and click on the shop link and scroll down just a little bit and you'll see where it says buy direct from me, even at a reduced cost. That's right. Instead of $17.50 on Amazon, you'd be paying $10 plus shipping and handling. You got it. And that's it. So buy direct from me. And if you want, I'll even autograph it for you. If you want. Hey, for the rest of the Motorcycle Men team, thanks for listening. And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to. Ride safely, kids.